And I'm Scott Horsley. On a bus tour through Ohio this Labor Day weekend, John Kerry stopped at a roadside farmhouse for some trap shooting with a group of supportive sportsmen. Kerry hit about 40% of the clay pigeons. After one wayward shot, he exclaimed, "I can't believe I missed that one." For much of August, Kerry himself seemed like a clay-footed target. Even now, supporters, like Akron Mayor Don Pluskwelik, find themselves defending Kerry against challenges to his Vietnam combat record and his fitness to serve as Commander-in-Chief.
John Kerry was in Vietnam, and George Bush wasn't. It's as simple as that.
But after a month on the receiving end of attacks, the Kerry campaign is now taking aim squarely at President Bush. Former President Bill Clinton has encouraged Kerry to go on the offensive. Deputy Campaign Manager Steve Elmendorf says from now on the focus will primarily be domestic issues.
I think you're going to be hearing increasingly about the economy, particularly as we travel through states like Pennsylvania and Ohio, where while the national economy may be somewhat improved, the local economy in these states is not very good, and that's where the battleground for this election is going to be.
For Kerry, the roadmap to victory is this: hold the states that Al Gore carried 4 years ago, and add Ohio, which George Bush narrowly won. Last week, Kerry met with laid-off factory workers in Ohio, then visited a General Motors plant, where the company makes body parts for Chevy Trailblazers and Malibus. 20-year employee Dick Stout feels like his job is secure, but says some of his neighbors are less fortunate.
The jobs that are leaving the United States, I think that's a very crucial element in this campaign, at least it is in the Midwest.
Economic security is particularly important to single women, who could be a key Kerry constituency. Just as the Bush campaign is working to boost turnout among conservative Christians, the Kerry camp is trying to bring more single women to the polls, says Linda Honold, chairwoman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
22 million women in this country didn't vote in 2000. These are women who were either single, never married, divorced, or widowed. That demographic is critical for us because when they did vote, they voted for Al Gore by more than 26%.
Nowhere is the get-out-the-vote effort more critical than Ohio, where tens of thousands of new voters have registered since the last election. Kerry's Ohio spokeswoman, Jennifer Palmieri, says the campaign is targeting these new voters in a big way.
At each organizing meeting, we'll always ask the question, how many people have, this is their first time they participate in a political campaign, and about a third of the room raises their hand. In Ohio, everybody knows someone who has lost a job, and everybody knows someone who's in Iraq. And the issues here are not academic to people.
Even as the Kerry campaign tries to focus on jobs, the war in Iraq remains an important issue, the one on which Kerry has struggled to articulate a coherent message. Though he still says he would vote again to authorize the war, Kerry told the American Legion last week he would have done almost everything differently. And recently, he's tried to distinguish the Iraq War from the more popular War on Terror.
It's the wrong war in the wrong place at the wrong time.
For all of his recent setbacks, Kerry has a history of strong finishes in political campaigns. Last Friday, Kerry delivered a pep talk to a high school football team that might have been meant for his own supporters. When you compete, he told the Mansfield Tigers, you learn a lot about yourself. And one of the biggest things to learn is how to dig inside and find that extra piece of push. Kerry will have to dig deeper than the Tigers, who lost to the Sandusky Blue Streaks 34-7. Scott Horsley, NPR News.